energies to unfold the previews of what's to come. So we're on the move. There's no staying put in these energies. These energies are inviting us to a new placement, to a new opportunity, to a new scenery. So our job is to extend ourselves in good favor. In other words, welcome the change, welcome the shift, welcome the new perspectives, welcome the new placement. We're going to find that things are not the typical normal, that there's energy afoot. So when you're trying to just hold your placement, it's like you're not going to be able to get comfortable because your seat has been taken. So the only way you can sit down, really, is to find a new seating, to find a new opportunity where you can rest. So as we bring ourselves a new orchestration, we have no need to stay the same. The whole idea is to move into our advanced self. The whole idea is to move into our Christed awareness. So to stay the same in our egoic trance does not serve us. We really want to understand this because we tend to like creature comfort. It's like, who took my seat? You know, this is where I wanted to sit. So we want to really understand that this movement, and even sometimes what we would perceive to be as a little uncomfortable or unusual, is for our greatest and highest good. Because as we will allow our entire circuitry, I did not expect that word entire, I really did not. Entire circuitry, this isn't that we're assembling all the parts tonight. This is where, like, coming into like advanced placement, where it's going to be this placement and tomorrow's placement and next month's placement. So we want to get into the idea or habit of this continuous flowing, this continuous venturing into our new normal, our new holy status. Because as we will allow ourselves to shift, as we will allow ourselves to circulate, as we will allow ourselves to realign again and again and again, we have cause for celebration. So this show me like the phoenix rising out of the ashes, because we don't want to just have an easy, normal, good day. What we want is everything that's been unconscious that really isn't serving us, it's keeping us, holding us back. We want it to kind of bust. We want it to no longer fit in because we're on the move. So as we will receive our new field of awareness, so our new field of awareness is our graduated alignment. So this is, now I need to feel my frequency, I need to feel my light, I need to feel my force. So some of you have been a little meek. Well, I just want to get along, want everyone to like me. So you may find, yes, come here, buddy. Come here. Hold on, guys. My neighbor's in the middle of moving. So it's been quite the adventure here. Sorry about that. So you may find that, oh gosh, I forgot my placement. One moment. I've got this being that kind of looks like Cleopatra. So beautiful. Okay, so you may find that if you wanted to just play meek, everyone like me, suddenly there's just no room for that. Suddenly you're witnessing yourself stretching, emerging, being bolder, so whatever it is. On the other hand, if you're very quick to shout it out without really listening to higher awareness, you may find that there's a tempering, but we're gonna find that we're coming into our full placement, our full reconciliation, where there's going to be this sense of balancing, where we're not all the way over to one side, all the way to the other, because remember, this is the balancing of divine feminine, divine masculine. So we're coming into our full accord. So as we will receive this further engagement, this further engagement is more of our true essence. So we're not just operating out of unconscious patterns anymore. We're coming into our full state. So this is going to be new, and this is going to be different, and this is going to give us opportunity to sing a new song. So part of what we were missing in the past is now, it's almost like you've got more instruments to play with, or you've got more pieces to work with, and it's almost like being a chef. Well, I have to use all these ingredients. What do I do with this? What do I do with the new green peppers? So we're learning to make accommodations. We're learning to allow for our full relevance of advancement. So as we will receive the keys of the heart, so again, we're opening, we're being directed by our higher heart, and this is where it may feel a teeny weeny bit uncomfortable. So some of us are going to enunciate more, we're going to speak more, some of us are going to regulate ourselves more, some of us are going to listen to our intuition more. But it's whatever has been slow to come to the party. It's sort of like it's been lagging behind a little bit. Now, when I said lagging behind a little bit, they're showing me the card spiritual strength. So this is each of us endowed with our spiritual strength for full orchestration and mastery. So whatever has been kind of like the weak link is now coming to be addressed. It's coming to be addressed because we're stepping into divine union. So as we will receive the keys to the kingdom, so the keys to the kingdom, again, are keys to our higher heart, being led by the heart. Being led by the heart doesn't mean you're just nice and accommodating 24/7. Being led by the heart is you're listening to your intuition. You're listening to your soul. And you're honoring that full retrieval. You're honoring that full placement. It's going to be a new, they're saying a new dance partner. You're going to be entertaining new footwork, new dance work, new field of vision. So as we will receive this full alignment, so the full alignment is an offering of prowess. In other words, it's like a canopy. It's an energy that's covering us so that we can hold ourselves steady, coming into the new advancement, coming into the new procedure. So it's just like if we play in orchestra, but we have a new instrument. Well, I know how to play, but I've never had this particular instrument. I just need to get comfortable with it. This is what we're doing. We're getting comfortable with our new availability. So as we will receive the keys to the heart, as we will receive our obligation of delight, whatever our new opportunity, our new skill, it's to be in delight, to feel yourself strong, to feel yourself wise, whatever it is that we're opening up. You may have two, you may have three, but we're going to feel that. They're saying locomotion, like there's an energetic hand-holding. So when I'm receiving it, I literally feel like someone's shadowing me. There's an energetic hand-holding to help us set the table. In other words, to help make all new things possible. And the new thing is not what we're doing, it's how we're holding our frequency. In other words, we're allowing our full delight, our full self, our true self. So as we will allow ourselves new circuitry, this is aligning, and I just see everyone like just blossoming, opening, extending, delighting, engaging. Again, receiving the transmissions from the higher heart, and allowing full retrieval. So allow these energies to circulate, allow them to build to their true status. So some of us are already in charge, we're already aware of this process, and so these energies are kind of spotting us, they're prompting us, they're supporting us. A little, it's like an overlay to help us make all things right. So all things right is permitting our full extension of light to be broadcast. Because we're here as the bridge makers, we're here bringing forth the new awareness. So in order to make others aware, we have to obligate ourselves in full extension first. And you may not even be thinking about that. You're like, I just have to solve my personal relationship issues. It's the same thing. Whatever you think your personal needs are, they're the needs of the Commonwealth. In other words, whatever we're doing in our personal life situations, we're doing for the benefit of all. So it really doesn't matter how you see this. If like, well, I just want to serve, or I just want to get through the rest of the week. It's really the same thing. It's really the same thing. We're doing it for the all. So let us receive our full endorsement. Let us receive our full delight. Let us receive our full orchestration. So what we're doing is we're feeling our new understanding of self. You may feel lighter, you may feel grander, you may feel more balanced, you may feel giddy. There's somebody that it's like you're allowing those higher frequencies in, and you're just feeling like it's something between nervous and giddy. And it's just like grounding would be very purposeful. So for whoever that is, just sit on the ground, sit on nature, be outside, but really put your feet, ground your feet on the ground and imagine roots going through the soles of your feet. Because that frequency is kind of giving you a buzz. It's somewhere between nice and borderlining and a little uncomfortable. So that should help. And so as we will receive with delight, and delight because we're moving into the promised land, we're moving into our true selves. And allow these energies to precede us. In other words, allow these energies to affect all of our life, all of our vision. So remember, our higher self knows what is due us more than our conscious mind and awareness. So we're allowing these energies to precede us, allowing them to bring us new information, new endorsement, new delight, new exposure, new retrieval. Let us receive. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.